Last year, Ford Motor Company spun off a division, Go Ride Health. It's now its own limited liability corporation, an LLC, and they're expanding the non-emergency medical transportation system nationwide, and the big kickoff taking place the week of May the 7th. Minyang Zhang is the CEO of Go Ride Health, joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. So tell me about this. So you pick up people who have medical appointments, and maybe they're in wheelchairs and that sort of thing, and you deliver them safely. This is usually sort of the purview. Well, here, you know, Dallas Area Rapid Transit provides that service. Tell me about a for-profit company getting into this.
Great. So, yeah, there's actually a couple things that we do. Go Ride Health is a mobility service. And what we do is we actually specialize in transporting people who don't have a ton of options. So to me, that would be the elderly, people with living with disabilities, and those who may be disadvantaged. And the way we do that is actually by partnering with stakeholders. Our stakeholders include health insurance payers, hospital systems, and, like you mentioned, transit agencies. And so what we're able to do is actually work with our stakeholders to bring their patients and their customers to where they need to go, whether it be medical appointments, which when you're partnering with insurance, that's what they want you to do. But with transit, you know, you can take them to grocery stores, to pharmacies, to community centers, and other places that their customers may need to go.
I mean, this is a noble endeavor. But I'm curious, how did Ford Motor Company get involved in this?
Well, that's a great question. So I actually pitched to start this business in front of our CEO and our entire senior leadership team a couple years ago. And the reason I wanted to do this was three reasons, right? Number one, Ford's mission in the past as an automotive company, Henry Ford's vision was to open the highways to all mankind. And he made sure his own employees could actually afford the vehicles the company was building. We've been doing that for 115 years. But as the world is changing and Ford is expanding into our mobility, we have to solve the largest mobility problem of our time. And that is exactly the transportation of these individuals, the elderly, people living with disabilities, people who are disadvantaged, that I just told you about. So that's number one. But the second thing is the market's also growing, right? So we're a business, but if you look at the number of people that's retiring and in the future may not want to drive or cannot drive, that market is going to grow to about 80 million from about 40 million today. So that's a huge underserved population that's coming our way. That's really going to tax all the transit agencies as well as the healthcare systems. And there's no scale provider that's out there to do this kind of transportation today, which is why Ford wants to be in this state. The third reason for me is personal, though. It's because my own grandfather and my own employees have also had these personal experiences. So we're here to start a business, but we're also really here to solve a problem. We're very values-driven, and we're really interested in actually making mobility inclusive for everyone.
You know, it seems like the big initiative that we're all hearing about now from automobile companies, everybody else, is autonomous driving, and that you know, drivers aren't necessarily, it's much safer. And it's a compelling argument. But in this case, I mean, you pretty well have to have a driver, don't you? Because you're talking about people who may need assistance getting in and out, and ramps and longer dwell times maybe to pick people up. This is something that you're always going to have people involved in this, aren't you?
Yes, and so I think autonomous vehicles have a space in this kind of transportation, right? And those are for your curb-to-curb, people who can easily get in and out and kind of know where they're going. That's fine. We can do that all day long, and companies will. But there's a lot of use cases where you cannot do that, and the human element is more important than ever. I'm talking about people that may have dementia, people that's going to need assistance to go not only into the door, but potentially up to the registration of a 17th floor of a hospital, or they're going to get lost. But I'm talking about nurses who are helping patients get ready, who could use an extra set of hands. And for me, you know, it's important to have those jobs in the community as well. And that's why when we're expanding, we're very proud of the fact that we're actually very embedded in the community and we're creating jobs within the community.
So you've got to be having ongoing talks, negotiations with various transit authorities and other providers. So where do you go next? You're kicking this off in Ohio. I understand you may be headed down here next year.
Yes, Texas is one of the markets we're definitely looking at. And first of all, for all the Texas listeners out there, thank you so much. We appreciate your business on the F-150 because it is truck country down here, and I get that. I love it. So thank you. But yes, Texas is on our market for expansion. There's a huge number of healthcare systems there that, you know, the population's changing and there's not a ton of great options. So again, you know, Ford has served Texas and Texas has been a great customer for Ford for so long. And we're looking to expand, hopefully, in 2020.
So I'm guessing you're only providing Ford vehicles for this service, right?
We are using Ford vehicles today because they're the best vehicles, commercial vehicles out there. Maybe a little bit biased when I'm saying that. But, you know, it's not a deal breaker if it can't be. And, you know, when we work with certain transit agencies, they may have vehicles that fitted a certain way that they want us to use. And we're okay with that. But today we're using Transits, Transit Connects, and Escapes. Transits are great because they have different roof heights. And so what that allows us to do is actually, A, have the driver stand up in the vehicle, which is very comfortable for them instead of stooped all day long. And the other thing is it can accommodate, you know, wheelchairs and equipment of different heights. So you can talk your power wheelchairs, your bariatric wheelchairs, and they can fit within a larger vehicle that they may not be able to within a smaller vehicle.
You know, it's a fascinating approach that you're taking. But how big is big? Where do you go with this? Is this something, I mean, it's a for-profit company, how big can it grow?
Well, our goal is to become the national brand for this type of service. There isn't really one out there right now because the market has traditionally been very fragmented. But as the market is growing, we think there's a really great opportunity. A little bit of research, you know, has told me the government spends $5 billion on Medicaid benefits for this kind of transportation. Insurance payers are spending probably just about the same amount, and paratransit is a $6 billion industry in the entire nation. So there's definitely a lot of room. And again, we're not there to just, you know, dominate and do absolutely everything we can, but we are here to solve a big problem. And we think the market is quite big in the next 30 to 40 years as the population changes.
All right. Well, speaking as an aging baby boomer, I wish you all the success of the world with Go Ride Health. Mingyang Zhang is the CEO and recently liberated for the Ford Motor Company, but hopefully not from their funding. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to have talked.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.